We are on Daf Nun Heyamad Aleph. We learned in the Gemara that Rabbi Shaya had said that what it says Behemesh and Nimseis Mirushalayim Lamigda Eder Schorim Oilois Nekeveis Zivchei Shlomim. It means not that we are makrev the schorim for a korban oilo. Now it's speaking about Baba Lochayv Bidmeyem Askino. It's speaking about that's Ba Lochayv Bidmeyem. And Rashi seems to learn Pshat that the Lomdus is that we are Mechalol, these behemoths, the behemoth that we find, we're Mechalol it. And to other behemoths or on domim, if it's an oila, it should be, so the domim should be nitvas, bekdushas oila. If it's a shlomim, it should be kdushas shlomim, and the other one, whatever it is not, should be on a dovet. And Tosfos did not like this pshat at all, because it comes out, amir dekechidish, that Rameya holds, that tmimim are niftim, and there's no such thing that tmimim are niftim, number one. Number two, there's a problem, what shaykhis does this have to Rameya that holds that hegdish b'meizid mischalu? So we're up to the last four lines of Taisus v'maschal amah, that Tosfos says a nupshat. Lachain perishri. The loilam ksava baalme the tmimim einam nifte. We hold that tmimim are not nifte. Ki goin derechilu. Vahoche mairi sheniskaven legoizlo. Here we're speaking about that the person who found the behemoth has an intent to steal it, v'liknoisa miyad hamagdish, to be koinet, v'liska isba, v'lishan isba. Like the ein mila eloshinui, he wants to take it for himself. He wants to take the korban for himself, and this is the gzela of mila, and the Rameya holds that b'meizid mischalu. So we are speaking about he made a maise gzeile, a meshicha on this behemoth to be kinder for himself. Ubechi haigavne shori. Now, how can one do such a thing? This is an iser deraise to be moil behegdish, to steal from hegdish. What's ubechi haigavne shori? So Rabbi Shaya held that he's doing it l'shem shemayim. He wants, number one, he wants to be matzel other people from the Issa Mi'ila. If you have a behema wandering around, which is really a korban, so there'll be a lot of gzeilus. So he's doing it l'shem shemayim. And therefore, Rabbi Shaya held, this is the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh, Ta'af al-pi sheniskaven ligzel min ha-hegdish, mikol makim shori, kiven shemiskaven l'shem shemayim. This is the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh, and the Marsha also learns like this. So, Mamele, this is Shitas Rabbi Shaya. Later, we have on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, according to Tosfos, Toibo Rabbi Yochanan asked on this Mahalach, Chiyoimrim Leila Odom, Amoid Bechatei Bishvil Shatiska, where do we find such a heta? Will tell a person to gazel, to be moil behegdish, to accomplish, to be mizaka others. Now Taisvi says further, Va'acher Shahitziya Lechula, after he was Maitziyat Lechulan, Allah bidatoi lochiv bidmeyim kedefrishes. Now afterwards, after he was maitzid lechulen, was Allah bedatoi lochev bedmeim. So we have to understand what is pshat in Tosfos. I mean, he's mechuyev if he's a, he's, I mean, afen shens the knife and he's a geizel amenas l'shalim. I mean, he was moil behegdish with very good intentions, but a moil bemezit has to pay back. I mean, so what's va'achel shehitzia l'chulim Allah bedatoi lochev bedmeim. So the Chazanish says pshat, that he didn't have to be such a flamak over here. That means like this. Mitzat, we have here, there are two problems involved. There's one problem, we have here a kolbin that's wandering around, and it's a shrek, it's very dangerous. People won't realize that it's a kolbin, they'll be mailed by Hegdish. That's one problem. Then we have another problem. This is a kosher kolbin, which we haven't the faintest idea how to be makrivit. We don't know what kind of a kolben that is. Maybe it's a noila, maybe it's a shlomim. We're over the eitzes. So, to solve the first problem, all what he has to do, and if we will say that this is permissible, because he's doing it l'shem shamayim, so to solve the first problem, he could have done as follows. He's wants the behemoth for himself. He's stealing it. And then automatically the Kedusha falls off. Now he stole from Hegdish, now he owes money to Hegdish. So it'll be Mafrish money. And he'll pay Hegdish the money. What Kedusha is chal on this money? Well, give it over to the, to let Hegdish figure it out. That's the headache of Hegdish. He was matzel da'ilam from the Isamila. And finished, and the money that he's paying back in return is, has the kedusha of this behemah. What kedusha this is exactly is, he doesn't know. Hegdish doesn't know, but that's not his problem. He was matzel di oilam al kapona from the isamila. But Tosfos says, va'acher shehitziya lechulin, olo bedatei lochev bedmeyim, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. He did one mitzvah of being matzal yidin from the isamila. Then he says he wants to shtel tzu, they should be able to be makrev this kolben. This was a kolben that had a din akrov on it. We couldn't be makrev it. We don't know if it's a nail, if it's a shlomim. So we were over dates. So, but if he's going to be mafresh now, to domim. And he'll say if this is an oila, so the kedushas oila should be chal. And this money, if it's a shlomim, it should be on this money. So vakel, so this is a davar sheni taisef. And the taisef harosh when he speaks out this tikkun, miskaven l'shem shemayim kidei laseis takone lahakriv kol asveikis. Vakel, this is a gewaldik zach that he's doing over here. He's going to be makriv. That means all the sveikis that could be, he's going to be makriv. So he's going to be makriv the korban that this beimer was aimed for. That is pshat in Rabbi Shaya. So we have here two mahalchim in the Gemara. Rashi learns that it's working derech chilo, and we had mentioned that the Bnei Yeshua says that Rashi holds that you could be mechalol tmimim, because the whole reason you can't be mechalol tmimim, because there's a tnai b'chilul that says, asher lo yakrivu mimeno. You can only be mechalol behemah that is not oimed lahakrove, a balmum. So the Pnei Yeshua says, this is also not oimed lahakrove, since we don't know what kind of a behemah it is, what kind of a korban it is. So Mamel, it's also not a midlak of it. So there's not too great a problem of akrovis, of pidyant mimim, because it's not roi lakrovit. Afal pika in the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe it's a midlisbarer, and you wanted a tiny maybe. It's not called asher lo yakrivu mimeno fully, because could be, The behemah is oimed lahakrove. The problem is only arches or in yediyah. So al kaponim, the Gemara was mitzaref. Shitas Rameyah holds that you could be mafkia kedusha very easily, so therefore we could make a chilul on the kedusha of this behemah. These are the two mahalchim in the Gemara. So let us go further. The Gemara asks, "Ukedushas aguf mi mischalu." So the Gemara says, there's a new problem over here, which you are ignoring completely. Let's say according to Tosfos, we are bringing in Rameya, that Rameya holds one kimi mechalo, the kedusha of the behemah, because it was through Mila, Mehegdish b'meizid mischalo. So the Gemara says, but that's not a kolb. O kedushas aguf mi mischalo. Vosnan, we learned a Mishnah, ein moyel acha moyel b'mikdoshim. By Hegdish, there's no concept of two people being moyel on one keren. Because as soon as the first person is moyel, it's yaitza lechulen. But there are two cases that the me'ila is continuous. It doesn't go out lechul. Ela bebehema o bekli shoris bilvat. Behema means a kolben, a kli shoris is a kli shoris. By these two in yonim, there the aloch is, it never goes out lechulen. The kolben remains a kolben, the kli shoris remains a kli shoris, it doesn't go out lechulen. Keitzat. A person was riding on a behemah, which is a kolben. After he wrote on it, someone else wrote on it. So they're all moil. He was drinking a koi shelzo, a klisharis. Kulam moyat malu. So we see that there's no din meila by a klisharis and by a kolben. So meila. So what did you answer? He answered, it's going according to Rameya. Rameya holds that hegdish bemezid mischalo. But there's no din chilo by a kolben. There's a kaseida de kedin meila, and the kedusha never goes off. So the Gemara answers that he Rav Yehuda, not what this Mishnah that says that by Kolbonis there's a Moyel Acha Moyel and the Kedusha never falls off. That's according to Rav Yehuda. Ha Rav Meir. And I'm telling you according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Yehuda, the Kedusha of a Kolbon never falls off. According to Rav Meir, the Kedusha of a Kolbon will also fall off. Like the Gemara, I don't understand you. Mid Rabbi Yehuda nishma le Rabbi Meir. How are you making a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? Lav omar Rabbi Yehuda. Hegdish b'shoigik mischalo. Rabbi Yehuda also says that in chilu hegdish. There's a din mila b'hegdish that the kedusha falls off. B'shoigik mischalo. Av al pikein. Aba o kedushas aguf loy mischalo. But if it has a kedushas kolben, the kedusha will never go off. The concept of chilul Rabbi Yehuda is also moide, but a kedusha saguf, the kedusha remains. So memeila l'rameya nami, aval gav the hegdish b'meizid mischalo. He holds that b'meizid also the kedusha goes off. Aba we should have the same yisod, kedusha saguf loy mischalo. Kedusha saguf shouldn't be mischalo. So we're back to the kasha. So the Gemara says no. Your raya from Rabbi Yehud is not a raya. Hosom loika mechaven lafukino. According to Rabbi Yehud, that the whole din mila is b'shoigik. So the din mila b'shoigik, it's being done without a kavona to be moitziyit lechulen. It's done b'shoigik. Hosom loika mechaven lafukino lechulen. So there is aloche. He wasn't mechaven to be moitziyit lechulen. And it's a kolben or a kli shoris. This combination, it doesn't go out lechulen. But according to Rameya, hoche ko mechaven lafokino lechulen. Here he wants to make it chul. It's bemezit. If it's bemezid, so then even though it's a kovna klishoris, it's yaitse lechul. Now let us see Rashi to understand the Gemara a little. Zot Rashi. Uktushis haguf, the kochim is beyach, mi mischalalas beloy mum. Is there such a concept that the kedusha kochim is beyach, kobonis, the kedusha can go off without a mum? We learned ein moyel, acha moyel. Ein shtei me'ilis, zu acha zu, bekeren echot shal hegdish. By one keren of hegdish, there's no two me'ilis. The kivin shemoyel by orishin, the minute the first person is moyel, yotza lechulam, so goes out lechulam. But the exception to this is, elabahim mishal kochim izbeyach aruya lekobim. Kochim izbeyach atzroya lekobim. Lefi she'ein yoitzin lechulen kshitmimo. This will not become chulen if it's a tam, sadabamum. V'chein klishores. So memele, so how can Mila help over here to make this behem a chulen? It's a kolben. So the Gemara answered, hey Rabbi Yehudi, midiktoni ein moyel acha moyel. Moyel means normally a kolben Mila, which is b'shaygi. Alma mikamo denofik lechulen. It went out right away after the first mila b'shoigik. Avogav d'shoigiku. Even though it's a shoigik, he mazed like a mila. If it's mazed, there's no mila. So speaking about the korban mila, which is only b'shoigik. Bahai svore l'Rab Yehudu d'shamet lai. This is shitas Rab Yehuda. Rameya holds b'shoigik, there's no din mila by haitzo mirshus, because if he would have known, he never would have done it, so the whole transaction is a toy, so there's no din mila b'shoigik. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds as a din mila b'shoigik by haitzo mirshus. So if we're speaking about over here haitzo mirshus, this is Rabbi Yehuda. The vice for Rabbi Yehuda the Shammat, like this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Om Abimas Nisan hegdish b'shoigik mischalo. So Memele, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kolben does not go out l'chul. Rameyeri, in that we were saying that Rabbi Shaya said Pshat in Behemish and Nimtzis, this is going according to Rameyer. Hachmas Nisan Dishkol in the Behemish and Nimtzis Kerag Meir Bukminala. Where's that thing that sound like Rameyer? Dome Hegdish Mischala Bemezit. Now according to Rameyer, Philokdushus Aguv Nami Mischala. Dushas Aguv could also become Mischala. Upachino. So the Gemara asks, listen, how are you differentiating between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda? Mida Rabbi Yehuda nishma la Rameya, b'chilo meizid. If Rabbi Yehuda says that b'shoigik, when normally there is a din chilo, afal pikein, by a Kedushas Aguv, there's no din chilo, the plukayu less ele b'meizid b'shoigik. The whole machlokes between them is there a chilul b'meizid? Is there a chilul b'shoigik? That's the whole machlokes. Aval b'kedushas aguf u'kedushas domim. But in what there is a chilul, a machlokes b'neim. There's no machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. The whole machlokes is the oifen how we make the chilul. But in what types of kedusha the chilul is accomplished, there's no machlokes. Is ba'oisai hegdish ein mischalo Rabbi Yehuda b'shoigik ein mischalo b'meisid l'Rab Meir. So if it says in the Mishnah that a kedushas aguf does not become mischalo b'shoigik according to Rabbi Yehuda, so it won't be mischalo b'meisid. Rav omer Rabbi Yehuda hegdish b'shoigik mischalo. Rabbi Yehuda said hegdish b'shoigik mischalo. V'ike chilo. That's the chilo of the posik. V'chota b'shkoge. V'koma, and he said the kedushas aguf loy mischalo l'in b'shoigik. Is l'ramei anami de koma ike chilo hegdish avaitzo amershus b'meizit is kedushas aguf loy omer de nasril aba kedushas aguf shen b'in mischalo. So the Gemara answered, Umeshani, no. You can't build from Rabbi Yehuda and prove that according to Rameya, Kedushas Aguf won't be Nischala. Kloima. Chilul de Mezid la Rameya, Adife mi Chilul de Shoigik la Rabbi Yehuda. The Chilul de Mezid of Rabbi Yehuda is better than the Chilul of Shoigik of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Ilu Shoigik le Mechavin lafkinu lechulam. when a person makes a itzah mirshus b'shoigig, he really has no intentions to take it out l'chulin. And really, we had heard Rabbi Yechanan said, Asfor alibe da Rameh, and the whole thing is a tois. If you would have known, he never would have done it. So the whole haitzah l'chulin, ugzeres hakosafu. It's ugzeres hakosafu. That means it's not a pu'ule of haitzah mirshus, because theoretically there was no intent to be maitzir mirshus. There's a gzeiris hakosev that if there was a pula of aitzor mirshus done unintentionally, it's keilu aitzim mirshus. O gzeiris hakosevu midem achayve rachmone koben mile. Hilkat. So the whole thing is a gzeiris hakosev. It's not poshut. It's not oizkehalten misvore. Hilkach dushus aguf loy mischol. So then we can say that eilach boy alachid dushoy. That this chiddush, the whole thing is a chiddush, was only by such a kedusha that can go out lechulin ayidei pidyon. Such a kedusha also goes out through meila. Avol, because the whole thing is only mitzad zeres hakosu. Avol chilu meizid l'rameya. But if a person is mechala b'meizid l'rameya, mechavin lafokinu lechul. There he has an intent to take it out lechulin. It's not a zeres hakosu. He's taking it out lechulin. It's still kedushas aguf. Nami mischala. So then kedushas aguf will also be mischal. Now let us see Tosfos. Ein moyel acha moyel perish bekuntres. Ein meile. There is no din of mile. Zu achar zu bekeren echad shel hegdish. By one keren of hegdish, there will not be two times mile. Why? The kivin shemol boharishin yaitze lechulin. The minute the first person is male, goes al lechulin. But there's only two exceptions. Ala behemo ukli sharis pulvad. So we're leaving this mishnah. So we know that at all times when there is one mile, automatically it goes out lechulin. There cannot be two chiyuve mile on one dover shel hegdish. Besides a kli shoris, paint the betesefte the meile tanya. So Tosfos says I have a tesefte. Tesefte says as follows: kardim shel hegdish. There was an axe of hegdish. Bikaboy, he chopped with it. Ubo chaveira yo bikaboy, and the chaver also chopped with it. Kulan moalu, everyone is moil. So there's a repetitious mila. You moil again, moil. Now, the same kardim, nosne lechaveiroi, he gave to the chaver, vechaveiroi lechaveiroi, hu mo'al vechaveiroi mutal levakeya boi lechadchila. So we have here a very interesting tesefta. The tesefta is saying that a kardim, it matters what was done with the kardim. If it was, you're using it for chopping, there's a din milach a mila. If you give it over, there's only a one-time mila. So Tosfos asks, Vahashta Hechidomi. What's Pshat this Tosefta? Ihai Kardim Klishoris. If the Kardim is a Klishoris. So that's why Bikaboy, Bikaboy, everyone is Moyal. Kinosna Lechavere, Amayle Mo Chavere. Amrinin Yesh Moyal Achamoyal Beklishoris. By Klishoris, it never goes out. Mirshus Hegdish. Vishoiki Kal Kapon. Vimeino klishores, if it's not a klishores, amayom akulan mo'al, mo'alu, ein mo'al acha mo'al, alveim klishores buba. So we have here a tesefta, which l'chayre is tira dikta our whole sugya. V'yesh loima. So Tosfos has a beautiful yesod. D'loy l'mayri bekardem she'eino klishores. But that's v'gvara klishores. So poshet ha'egdish. Veloy kosher midi, and the kasha does not begin. The hodam rinen hocha, the ein moyel acha moyel. Let us see the bach by the base. The hodam rinen hocha, the ein moyel acha moyel. Hainu heiche de noisnei lechaveira. If a person has a davar shel hegdish, he gives it to his chava, so then it's finished. It goes out lechulam. Inami, another case that it goes out lechulin, kshuhu sovo Shahakli shel chaveiroi. A second case, that he's giving it. He thinks that this belongs to his chava. Not that he belongs to Agdish. He thinks it belongs to the chava. Va'os hum is chaven legoizlo. And he wants to steal it. So there are two oifanim of me'ile that if it's not a klishores, it goes out l'chulam. What are the two oifanim? Case number one, he thinks it's his, which is wrong. It belongs to Agdish, but that's besides the point. He wants to give it to his chava. Case number two, he thinks it belongs to his chava and he wants to steal it. Kedin, the nostal chaveir de bach is moichin, kedin shlichas yad bepikon. This is equivalent to shlichas yad bepikon. We'll see that what I needed this dimin of shlichas. That means if I have a pikon, I want to steal it for myself. So I'm a gasl and al kuloi. The heicha, the miskavel oitzi meshus leshus, nikra gazlun al kol apakodn, afil oitzin ela miktos. And there's a more de kechidish in shlichas yad. In shlichas yad, the din is as follows. If I have yenims pekodn by me, and I want to use it, the eitzatoy whispers in his ears, it's not yours, it's yenim. I don't care, I want to use it. So if you want to use yenim's thing, knowing that it's Yenim's, you have a din of shlech yad bepikodin, you have a din gazlan on the whole thing. You stole Yenim's thing. You had no right to use it. You stole it. So memele, you have a din gazlan on the whole thing. So memele, if a person wants to be mishane, the rishus of the dover shel hekdesh, either he wants to steal it for himself, or he wants to give it over to another rishus, but there is a common intent. He wants to change the rishus, the bailis of this chayfetz. So then it goes out l'chulam. If l'mais it's hegdish, and he wants to take it out of the previous rishus, he doesn't know that it's hegdish. But he wants to change the rishus, so that's called mile behegdish, it goes out l'chulam. Aval haydi tesefte dekoma bochaveira yabika by bochaveira yabika by the kulan mo'alu. Mayri, the chol, they're speaking about another case. The chol chad v'chad yisber shushloi. Everyone is under the pressure, this is his axe. Ve'ini miskaven loy heitziyay mershus l'shus. There's no intent. I want to use my axe. So there's no intent b'chlal of taking away. I'm not taking away, I'm using my axe. El lehonois, the one who directs, that's my axe. According to what he remembers. Elionis, I want to have an offer from it. So what was taken away from Hegdish? There was no intent to take away. I wanted to use my axe. I thought it was my axe. So the whole thing that was taken away was this minute usage. I used something of Hegdish. But there was no intent to take away the whole axe. There was no intent of taking away from Hegdish. The usage I wanted to use the axe, so that was taken away. So there was a me'ile on this shavius of chopping with an axe. Va'os k'sheyene, if he'll have ano, la'yimul elik v'toyvis ano she'esh lo'i b'malocha. So how much benefit he derived of using an axe of hegdish, that's how much he'll be mo'il. But the whole axe never became chulin because there was no intent to take away this axe from Hegdish. I wanted to use the axe, not by taking away it, but it's my axe. So I just wanted to use. So this, I only took away from Hegdish this usage that was yotze l'chulin, but the axe be'etzem is still Hegdish. That's it, doesn't go out l'chulin. So everyone who is under the impression that this is his axe and he uses it, so everyone will be moil lefi the hano that he derived from the axe. That's the first half of the tesefte. But the second half of the tesefte, he thought it was his axe, the same case, and he wants to give it away. He wants to take it out of the previous rishus, from the previous rishus. So there, the minute it was taken out from the previous rishus, So there already the first one was mail, the whole thing became chulun and finished. He's under the impression that it's his. Fine. So now Taisvis is telling us Moiradike guidelines. Taisvis is telling us that in order that the Mila should accomplish, that the Hegdish should become Chulin, it only accomplishes this if there is an intent to be the Mishane, the Rishus of this Chayfetz. And this can be accomplished by one of two Eifanim. Either I'm under the impression it's mine and I want to give it away, so I want to take it out of the Rishus that it is to give it to in the second Rishus, or I want to steal it from someone else. In these two cases, since there was an intent of Shini Rishus, that makes the Dova Shel Hegdish Chulin. But if I'm under the impression that it's mine, and I just want to use my thing, so then the Me'ile is only limited to the amount of hanah he had derived from it, and that goes out lechulin, and the Aksar Maisalim remains Hegdish. Now, Olefichach, so Tosva says, now let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara tells us that by a klisharis, there's yesh moyel achem moyel. So lechayre, so we have to now say and make an akimte on this Mishnah. Lefikach tzolch leime, bo chaveire verochav olav, bo chaveire verochav olav, kulon molu. So because it's a klisharis, so it's speaking about not samozay, he thought it was his, and he wanted to ride on his bain. If that would be the case, this is not tafka by a kedushas aguf, this is by all Hegdish. No, it's speaking about va'af al gav sheniskav legoizloi. We're speaking about everyone knows that this is not their bain, and they have an intent to steal the bain. Uloitziyoy mershus leshus. And here it says, but if it's a kedushas aguf, it doesn't go out Moshus Hegdish. Even like Cain, because if you don't say like this, Ma'iriya Behem Klisharis, Afalur Bekotche Bede Kabayis, Yeshmoyel Achamoyel Eichadeni Miskam Leitzi Moshus Lushus. Ela Lahonis Memeno, Ola Niach Kedefrishis. Ela Lahoy La Ma'irisha Miskavim Legoizlom. This Mishnah is speaking about Sai by the Koishel Zov, Sai by the Kolbin. It's speaking about So here, theoretically, there was a mila of Aitzah Mirshus. Right. So that's how Taisvis is Miyashiv the Tesefta, and Taisvis is Miyashiv Agamor. The Rayele Dovo. Now, but Rayele Chalek. I'm telling you, a lot depends on the intent of the mishtamish. That means you could have a person that's drinking from a kois. If he wants to steal it, so goes out lechulon. If he thinks it's his, it doesn't go out lechulon. The raya lechalik beinene midova shahov shesovo shuser loy ledova shayesovo shushal acherim. I'll prove to you there's a chilik. Mehidam rinen gabi notal even oikeire shel Hegdish. It says like this: a person took a stone that was Hegdish, oikeire shel Hegdish, or a beam that belonged to Hegdish. Leimol, he took it. Leimol, nosna lechaveire, he gave over this stone to his chaver. Humol, now he was mol. Lechaveire leimol, when at lechulu. So this amodna meise, the mechdei uporich, so the gemara sakashim mechdei, mishkal shoklo, this person took the stone from Hegdish. So, but in the first case, loy moal, he gave it to someone else, it's more, for his taking, there was a taking. Mali shoklohu, mali shoklochame. What's the hell if he took it for himself or he took it to give to someone else? He took it from Hegdish. Umuki reisha delay moal bavonim misairis ligizbo. So the Gemara says this is speaking about that these stones, he was a gizbo for Hegdish. That means these stones, these beams were by him, and he's taking care of it. So, his rishus is rishus al Hegdish. Where do the stones of Hegdish belong? By him. He's the gizbo. He's the one that takes care. She'einam yoytzim rishus Hegdish. So if when he picked up the stone, he forgot that it's Hegdish. So he wanted to take it out of the rishus that it is. His rishus is rishus al Hegdish. V'gam ha'gizbo n'skamal ha'goizlom el lehanes mem. He wanted to derive benefit from it. The sover shame shaloi. So when he took it, he didn't do anything. He didn't take it out of the rishus that it was. His rishus is rishus shal gavoya. So therefore, the taking alone is not a itzom rishus, since he's under the impression that it's his. The sefer diktani hu mo mayri. Also, he thinks that it's his. Shnis kavon lo itziam rishus rishus. So then he wanted to change the rishus, so then he started a moyer. Ve'oid raya. And now Taisi brings one more raya. Mehi de beperik elonaris. The Kama Hosom, it says as follows. Heiniach lahem aviyem pora she'ula. There was a father that had borrowed a pora. And the father died. Now they knew this pora was by the father the whole time. They hadn't the faintest idea if the pora belonged to the father, if he had borrowed. They were under the impression that this was the father's pora. Kisvurim heim dishalabim. So they thought this was the father's pora. The father died, so now they yashin the pora. Now they yoshin. Tavchua, so they shechted it. No, they just yashin the pora, so memela, they shechted it. Vachlua, they ate it up. Now the owner of the pora comes to them, and he says, Rabbis, I got news for you. This isn't your father's pora. This is my pora. Mishalmim demei bosor bezoil. So they, there's a tashlumim of masha nenis, not masha hezik, hizik. That means as follows. That means, let us be megashim dini. Let's say a por is worth $1,000. So theoretically, they took a por of $1,000, they shechted it, they ate it up. So they really were mazik $1,000 that belonged to the owner of the por. For some reason, we'll elaborate a little, for some reason, they come and they say, well, but we didn't know. We didn't know that it's yours. We thought it was our father's. So this helps for some reason. We'll come to this soon. Why it helps? But Lamaisa, they are potter to pay for the pora. Now the owner of the pora comes to them with such a tiny fine. I hear you said you did not find, but Rabbeisa, you had a meat meal. You know, you didn't have to go to the restaurant. You didn't have to. So they tell him, listen, between you and me, we're not meat eaters. We can't afford meat there. The father left over a pora, wanted a happy round opportunity. So Mamela, we ate the meat like this. We wouldn't eat meat. If you find meat for a sale on a bargain, chmeis for $10 this meal, we would buy it. Well, like this. So you're right, $10, we have on, no, that's the may boss or bizarre. That means that they pay him not als mazik, not als gazlin, they pay him. We had an offer from your behema, we had a meal from your behema, and how much we would have zich invested $10 to, if someone would sell meat at a cheap price, so we'll give you $10 for our meal. But you don't have to pay for the pot. Now, aval kisvurim shehi de pikon, but if they know that this is a pikon, they know that this is not the father's. V'tavchua v'achlua, mishalmim d'mei boso shom. There they pay $1,000 on shuldig. You are mazik, my pora, which is worth $1,000, you pay $1,000. im keim atzino chilok bein sovo shu shaloi le sovo shu shalachai. So we see there's a difference if he knows that it's his, or he thinks that it's his, or he thinks it belongs to someone else. And I'd like to elaborate a little. This is a very shvera toisvis. I saw the Dvar Yakim, the Mishnah Salevi. There's the Rishash also is Moirer on Taisvis. Taisvis is very shver. Now, let's first of all explain what the difficulty of Taisvis is. On the first case, they were under the impression that it belonged to the father. And they were Mazik. So the owner of the Pur comes over to them and says, "You were Mazik, my Pur, $1,000. They said, "We didn't know." Fractisis and Baba Kama, "I'm sorry, Adam would loilam, baby shaygig, baby mate, you were Mazik $1,000. There's no terror, I didn't know. You were Mazik, you have to pay." So Taisva says, this is an Oynes Gomor, the father had the porah the whole time, they never told him that this is not the father's porah. Since they remember the porah was always a part of the father's household, they didn't call him, he'd borrowed it for so many years. Bekitza, an Oynes, there's no din tashlumim of Mazik. Right? If they were aware of it, so they're Mazikim, so they have to pay for it. That's chayre pshat in this halach. Taisva says, "Oh, you see from over there, there's a difference. If he thinks it's his," the Taisva says, "from here we see, matzino chilek bein sovo shu shaloi, le sovo shu shalachayim." Now, Taisvis is talking about Mi'ila. By Mi'ila, there's a gezel de kedin. Mi'ila is a gezel. So, if I think it's mine, I'm not a gazlan. So there's no Mi'ila. I picked it up, there's no gezel. If I want to give it away, or I think it's yenim, there is a gzela. Taisvis said, gzela is totally according to his intentions. Taisus tells us a Yisod in Hilchas Gzeila. Not al Evan. He did Lamaise, it's not his. If he had intentions to steal, he's a Gazlan. If he didn't have intentions to steal, he's not a Gazlan. Fine, that's Taisus, even though he did a Maise Gzeila. That's what Taisus says. Here, we have different halachas over here. Here we're talking about Hilchas Mazik. A Mazik is Potter Bainis. So finished. A Mazik is Potter Bainis, so he's Potter to pay. What did Taisva see from over here? So others want to say, Amoyra de Kechidish. Others want to say, others want to say, the halacha that a mazik bo'inis is potter, this halacha applies, the chiyuv of mazik is, I destroyed someone's thing. I was mazik someone's thing. So there's halachas. If you knew about it, you have to pay. You are shaygig, you also mechuyiv to pay. If you are an oynes, you didn't know. See, not mechuyiv to pay. That's in Hilchis Mazik. In Hilchis Mazik, there's a ptur oynes. But if I steal something, others want to say, then there's no heter of oynes. I got something. The whole ptur of oynes is only when I didn't receive anything. I was mazik him, so I was mazik bainus, I'm potter to pay. But if I stole something, so I got something. So I didn't know. But you got something. There you, by gzela, the chiv is from what you received, not what Yana lost. Mazik the chiv is what Yana lost. I made him lose something. So if I was a nainus, I'm not mechuyiv to pay. Gzela, the chiv is for that what you received, that what you got, you took something. So Memele, so others want to say Merodik Yechidish, and Taisus held, the whole Ptur of Oynes is only by Mazik, not by Gezel. So Taisus had a Merodik Yekasha. So Taisus had, in the first case, they didn't know that the Torah did not belong to their father. So good, in Hilchis Mazik, I said in Baba Kama, I said, Psha, in Hilchis Mazik, you're not machui, because you're an honest. But they were the Gazla, by Gezel, there's no such Ptur Onos, a Gazel is Machai Bainis also. So why are they Potter? Is a Raya, because they're not Gazlonim. Since they think that it's their fathers, and they Yash, and so there's not Gazlonim. So that's what this is saying. A Raya to my Yisod. Let us go further in the Gemara. So Bekitza, the Gemara said, till now, Rabbi Shaya held that there was a behemoth that was roaming around, and we suspect that it's a korban. So Rabbi Shaya said that it's a very worthwhile inyan, according to Rameya, to steal the behemoth for yourself, and then you'll be misakin all the sveikas, and you're doing kval de kizach. According to Ramey, it works. Who holds Egdish is mischalul b'meizit. So the Gemara asks as follows. Eimer de shamet leil Rameya b'kotshe kadoshim. Rameya says that Egdish goes out b'meizit Bekotshe kodoshim. Bekotshim kalim mishamet lei. Here we have a sofik, maybe this behemoth is a shlomim. That's one of the sfeikas. And therefore, we, in order to solve this problem, we're making a me'ila, and he's stealing it. This is kotshim kalim. Where do you find that Rameya holds that by kotshim kalim, b'meizid it's mischal? That's the Gemara's kasha. We'll elaborate soon on the kasha. Omale Yahume Rabbonan v'Rab Yaakov Shmei Kavachimer Kotshe Kotshim mischalalim Kotshim kalim leikolshkin. Itmanami Omar Abchome Barukve Omar Rab Yosi Barab Chanina Oima Yerameya Hegdish b'meizid mischalo b'shoigik ein mischalo. Echot kotshei kotshim, ve'echot kotshim kalim, kal v'chayme kotshei kotshim ischalim, kotshim kalim, loy kolshke. Fine. Now, let us see Rashi, and then we'll try to understand our Gemara. So, Rashi. Eime d'shamat le'le Rameya, ad Rabbi Shaya porich, d'uk mehi d'shkolim ke Rameya. And that's how he's misakin this behemoth, because he's mechavim to steal the beim and it goes out lechulin. Hey, me deshamet lele ramei dom hegdish b'meizid mischalul b'kotshe kotshim k'gain kotshe b'de kabayis tainu stam hegdish vu adin l'kotshe kotshim haikol bonis oile d'kulu avale gavoya k'kotshe b'de kabayis b'kotshim kalem mishamet lei pahid de beim ikil esvuki nami b'kotshim kalem. Rashi is not too clear. What is Pshat the Gemara's kasha? Moira havamine kotshim kalim. There shouldn't be a din chilu. Rashi says one word. The kulu have a legavoya. Belongs in ganzen legavoya. Kotshi kalim is not kulu legavoya. The Ritva says as follows. He says the Loshon of Rashi, kulam legavoya, kotshi kotshim belongs completely legavoya. Veshayche meile bekulu. So that means the concept of meile, you have something which belongs to gavoya, I'm taking away from Gavoya, that becomes mine. That's Rameya. The Torah said, if you take away from Gavoya, it belongs to you. Avul kotshim kalim, rubam lehedyit. Most of the kolbim belongs to hedyit. The loishaychi bei mila. So legabi the hedyit, there's no such thing to steal from someone else to become mine. This whole concept is only by kotshim. I steal it and it becomes mine. By a kotshim kalim, there is, the kolbin is made up of a tziruf of most of the korban belongs to a hedyet, which is not stealable. And then there's a chelik that belongs to gavoyim. Is kishem miskaven ligzail, if he has an intent to steal it, loy choshiv kimoitzi mirshus hegdish umachnisoi lirshus bailam. That means like this. I think that this is what the Ritva means. The Ritva means to say Basamir as follows. The whole chiddush of Mila is, before that I'm bekoyach to change over the ownership. Before it belonged to Gavoya, now it belongs to me. And by stealing it, I can do that. That's the chiddush of Mila, b'meizid, according to Ramei. I can see my mal, I can make mum and Gavoya mine. But over here, most of the korban, I'm not making anything. It still belongs to the owner. We're not talking about Yush. We're talking about it belongs to him. I stole it. You can't steal it. I'm sorry. It still is. There's a shtikel chelik that belongs to Gavoya. So here, loy choshiv kemoitzi mirshus egdish umachnise lushus bailam. This is not called, I'm changing the ownership. Listen, three quarters of the ownership you didn't change. This shtickle you're not prepared to change. Somehow the Gemara had a havamina. The Gemara had a havamina if you could change over the complete ownership. That's the Chiddush Amila. Before it belonged to Egdish, now it belongs to you, and finish a guten talk. But over here, most of the ownership remains the way it was till now. It belonged to Berel, it's still Berel's. So the shtickle chelik that belong to Gavoya, but it'll be Berel's, but this shtickle will be mine. Where do you see the Gemara held me svare that there's no chiddush of Mila over there? Right? So this is worse. Al Kapanim, the Gemara held that if you're taking away the whole thing, then you're bekoyach to take away. If you're not bekoyach to take away the whole thing, then you can't. That's not called you're taking away. That's not called you're taking away. That shot in the Gemara's kash. Fine. So we have a svare, how good we understand it, but we have a svare, kachim kalim is worse. It's worse than kachim kachim. It's worse. Fine. So the Gemara says, well, I have a kal v'chaima of kachim kachim. It works. Kachim kalim avada givis. So I saw the Dvar Yaakov, the Bichas Avram. What? I just told you a svare. Kachim kalim is worse. Kachim kalim, you're not taking away. There's a pesach svar. I'm telling you a svar. The kachim kalim is worse than kachim kalim. The kachim kachim, you're not taking away because it really the ikar ownership is the way it was till now. You can't take away a little. I'm telling you a svar. Tell me kal v'chaima. What? I'm telling you a svar. You tell me a kavah. How can you tell me a kal v'chaima if I can't tell my svar? That's what the Dvar Yaakov asks, and the Bichas Avrom asks. Dachsemi had mentioned a few times, and Dachsemi, it's this Yisod, and Dachsemi, here it applies also. The Beis Yosef, the Marikaro, has a pirish on the Sefer Halichis Olam. And the Beis Yosef asks, Amoyredike Kasha, there are two midas. Is a mida of a mamotzino and a mida of a kal v'chaima. Frekt the Beis Yosef, why do you need these two midas? A kal v'chaima is a mamotzino plus. So why do you, this a mamotzino, kal v'chaima. That means as follows. That let's say we'll make a kal madoch, I can pick up 200 pounds, as if I can pick up 100 pounds. Fine. That's a kal v'chaima. So. Now, I can figure this out without the kal v'chaima. If I pick up 200 pounds, 200 pounds is made up of 2 times 100. So if I can pick up, so I can make a mamatzino on 100 pounds. If I even pick up 200 pounds. So why do you need this mida? Nu mida shater nidrashida. As a fact, the Beis Yosef. And for the Beis Yosef, in that case, you're 100% right. You'll need a mida of kal v'chaima. The mida of kal v'chaima was not said. By such a case, you don't need it. You can make a mamatzino. You know when you have a mida of a kal v'chaima, when you cannot make a mamatzino. Because of the mida of mamatzino, it does not work. then there's a midah of kal vachomer. And let us explain this. The midah of mamotzinu works as follows. If this case is similar, if case B is similar to case A, so case B should have all the halachas that case A has. That is the midah of a mamotzinu. But if case B is not similar to case A, so then I can't make a mamotzinu. Now let's talk about our case. The Gemara said, kochik kochim goes out lechulin. There's a cheshbon, kochik kochim goes out lechulin, because there's a complete transition. Before it belonged to Gavaya, now it belongs to me. There's a concept of Mila. Kochim kalim, not too much change. The most of it belongs to the Bailam, it still belongs to the Bailam. So here, who said the Torah said this little bit will become yours? Who said the Torah made such a thing? So if we go out Amida of Mamotzinu, so Mamei Las Anshuldik is not the same. A kochim kalim is different than kochim kochim. Kochim kalim, there's a svore that could be, you can't make the small amount of baila shel gavoya should belong to you. So we lost the midah of mamatzina. Now there's a new midah of kal vachomer. What is the midah of kal vachomer? The midah of kal vachomer is that there cannot be in halacha that a kal should be more chomer than a chomer. Looking about the cases, I'm telling you in halachas, we have a mesayir in halacha that the kal has to have all the chumra, that the kal cannot have more chumras than the chomer, or the kal has to have all the kulas that the chomer has. That is the midah. And halacha cannot be. It can't be such a phenomenon that a dover kal will be more chomer than a dover chomer. Kochim kalim are gringer than kochim kochim. It's gringer. And you're going to tell me, kochim kochim, I'm ismaris. I hear all your smaris. I hear. But you tell me, lemaise, kochim kochim, become ish kochim. Kochim kalim, still kodesh. So what are you telling me? You're telling me a gringer kodesh is more chomer than a more chomer than kodesh. With smaralech. Your svaralach are very nice. But the midah of kal vachomer says there cannot be such a halacha that a kal should be more chomer than a chomer. That a kal should be more chomer than a chomer. The chomer should have more kulas than a kal. That is the midah of the kal vachomer. So that is what the Gemara is saying over here. Now let's just see Taisvitz. Kochim kalim yishamatlei. Im hi shel kochim kalim mata kone nasalo. What are you going to do with it? Afilo niskaven legoizlo. Afilo, he wants to steal it. Leiteitze lechulim. Kiven de leke mila behem. Now, Lechaira Taisvis is learning a little different. Taisvis is saying, the parsha of mila was only said by kochim kochim. Let's say Mila B'Shege, Kichveis. The whole parasha of Mila was only said by Kochim, not by Kochim Kalim. So Taisvi says, so if the whole parasha of Mila was not said by Kochim Kalim, so Mamele say to Lechu, give him like a Mila Ben. The Bishlai me Kochim Kochim ked bedek abayis vachatas dinu sheyei to Lechulim, ayidei Mila Shemoyel behem. Now, Ladavoin, you don't understand this lotion of Taisvitz, because we're speaking about Bemezid. Bemezid, there's no Mila Sai Vesai. Unless, I mean, Taisvitz, Deitze Lechulen, Bemezid, Kemoi, Bishoigik, Ayudai Mila Shamoil Bem. I mean, the lotion of Taisvitz is difficult to understand. Taisvitz is saying, Kochei Kochim, Dinu sheyeitze lechulen ayidei mila shemel bem. There's no mila bemezid. So, unless Taisvitz is missing a few words. Sheyeitze lechulen bemezid kamoi ayidei mila b'shoigek shemel bem. Okay, back upon him, Taisvitz is saying a svore that since we find in Hilchis Me'ile that kochei kochim is there's a din mila by kochim, by kochim kochim there's a din mila, and by kochim kal there's no din mila. So that should be the sibbe that there should not be yoytze lechulam. But now here this is a meiradikat taisvis ve'im taima. fragt Toisves, my koshele, what's the problem? I found a behemoth, and I have a problem. What is this behemoth? Maybe it's a noilo, maybe it's a shlomen. So Rabbi Shaya said that, so according to Ramei, you know what you do? You steal the behemoth. By stealing the behemoth, it goes out l'chulin. And then the money that you hegdish, you take two monies, if it's a noila, so it should be this, so the money should be kedusha soila, if it's a shlomi, it should be kedusha shlomi. So the master kasha, by kochim kalam, you can't do such a thing. You can't steal kochim kalam. It won't become a shlomi. Frek teisvis, fine. My koshale, v'lo yetzi yenu l'chulam. Let him not take it out l'chulam. Eloyavi behema acheres. Let him bring one behema. V'yoyma. Imzu oilo. If this behema that I found is an oilo, oilo's koche kochim, reyani goizlo, then I'm going to steal the oilo. V'zu, so memele, it went out l'chulam. V'zu te oilo tachtel. Vimhi kochim kalim, but what if it's a shlomim? If maybe this baby is a shlomim which you can't steal, could go in shlomim. He adds mote shlomim, so be a shlomim. I'll be makriv this. I'm not stealing it. I'll be makriv this baby for, if the problem is if it's a shlomim. If it's a shlomim, no problem. So I'll be makriv it. Mamonavshech. If it's an oila, so I stole it, it became ois oila. And I made the other behemah noila, and this I'll be makdish for a shlomim because it became chulin already. If it's a so that's no problem. I can steal a noila and I'll be makdish this for a shlomim. If this is a shlomim, so I have no problem. So I makdish the money for a noila and I'll be makdish this for a shlomim. Who's the shlomim? You can makdish this behemah gufa. If it's a shlomim, there's no problem. I'll be makdish it as a shlomim. So who says you have to steal the shlomim? I can be makriv this behemah b'teir shlomim without any problems. That's not an eitzah. That's the only problem. Maybe it's a noila, maybe it's a shlomim. There's another problem. There's another few problems. If you want to be makriv this behemah, I got news for you. You're getting into a whole bunch of problems. Maybe this behemah is a b'chayel. Umaisa, maybe it's maisa behemah. And if it is this, the loy hushvu matonei seya. Umatonei shel shlomim. Now, if this, you want to be makriv this behemah, I got news for you. I got a few more sveikas. Who told you it's a shlomim? Maybe it's a b'chayel. Maybe it's maisa behemah. And if it is, now you can't be makriv it. You don't know how to make that krove. The matnas domim of a shlomim is not similar to the matnas domim of a bechera ma'isa behema. The shlomim tunim shtei matonis. Shlomim, the you need shtei matonis shein arbe. U bechera ma'isa matone echos. Bechera ma'isa make one matone. V'lo yochel akriva. So you can't be makriv it. Taisa says to Kash, if it's a shlom, I'll be makribit. I says, I got news for you. Maybe you're right, if it's a shlom, it could be makribit, but maybe it's not a shlom, maybe it's a b'chay, maybe it's maisa. Hello, you know what? So what are you going to do la maisa? Hello, tzorich lahamtim. You have to wait, achi yismoinem, till it gets a mum. And then, the see, a b'chay, a maisa is nechel b'mum. But you can't be makrib this behemah. So memele, so the eitz is no eitz. So Tais means to say like this. So what's the whole problem over here? We have ganze problem in the, we have to steal it according to Ramei, and you can't steal kochim kalam. A ganze meise. I gotta eat it. Let's wait till it becomes a balmum. You don't have to steal anything. And I'll be mechalalit. I'll pay half for four behemoths. I'll have the, it's a balmum. And if it's a shlomim, it should be shlomim. If it's a nail, it's a naila. Bajemim shlomim te mechulam mois halolu. The hey, the kochim kalam ainim mechulalam ainu kozman shim tmimim mishim dam. Yeah. So, So Taisis Mishim Damashmalel Rabbi Ishaya, Hodiktonim Schorim Oilus Nikabezich Rishlomim Havim Miyad Shemotza Baby Motzma Betochi, Veloyam Tona Achi Yismaim. So Taisis says as follows. Rabbi Ishaya saw in the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, if you found a Zohar, it's an Oilon, a Shlomim, finished. And the Mashmois of the Mishnah is, this you can take care of right away. What do you do with the Behemoth? The behemoth, you can't do anything with the behemoth. Maybe it's prayer, maybe it's mice. But I'll kaponim, this I can take care of. If it's a shlomim, I'll be makrib another shlomim. If it's a noila, I'll be makrib another noila. I'll make a mila and I'll do that. This I take care of right away. And that's what the Mishnah is speaking about, to take care of the hakrove of if this behemoth is a noila or a shlomim. What to do with the behemoth? The Mishnah isn't speaking about what to do with the behemoth. You know what you do with the behemoth? They says you have to wait till it becomes the Baal Mum. You can't do anything with the behemoth. Because there's other sveikas also, which the only way you can be poish at these sveikas is dafka till it becomes the Baal Mum. So that's the Gemara is takasha, but you can take care right away of oil and shlomim, kachim kalim, you can't be mechalo. Till the Gemara said that you could be mechalo kachim kalim.